Okay. Sif Lamed Tes says the Mechaber, Tefillin Bein Sharosh Bein Shel Yad Halach L'Moshe Misinai Sheyu Merubaos V'Tifran Uva Alachson. So they have to be squared off both in their stitching and in the diagonal. Dahain, what does this mean? Shu ruvuan mechuvan arkokirach. Both its length and width has to be the same. Kidei shihiye lahem osan alachson shamr chazal kol amsa beribua amsa utre vechum shabach baalachsona. So you'll have 1 inch lengthwise, 1 inch widthwise will be the diagonal that of a perfect square, the hypotenuse. The hypotenuse will be 2/5, right? So if you have a perfect square like this, so then the diagonal will be 1 and 2/5, because a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right? So square root of 1 is 2, right? Exactly, that's what it is. It's a drop off, that's what the Makav is working about. Okay, v'tzarech l'rabeya mochem moshavon v'gam batim. So you have to square off also the where they're sitting on there and the batim. Aval, however, al gova habatim, but the height of them ain't lahakpin. This he doesn't have. It doesn't have to be a square in height as well. Just on the bottom part of it. Imu yosef merachlo v'arko. That's okay. Asam rubos, right? If you made them square. Now it's could happen. V'achar zman niskalkel ribuon. Then they're not so square anymore. You have to go back and fix it. You have to square them off again. This is a common question that comes up. Like on the bottom, we'll see, like it's warped or something like that, and the box is not exactly square anymore. Hagot. V'yase kol harba'a batim b'shava equal shelo yehe echad gadol mechaver. Not to make one bigger than the other. Okay. So let's do the Mishnah Berurahs. In Kuf Ein Gimel. So he says, Sheyihiyu merubaos, that they should be squared off. Ve'im lo osa merubaos ma'akev b'diyavid. Okay, this is prevents the mitzvah, even b'diyavid. Mikomokom im ein lo tefillin acherim yenicham le'es ata b'lo bracha. This is all you got, put them on without a bracha. V'chshiyazamein lo tefillin acherim yenicham. You get ones that are squared off, and you put those on instead. I'm a bir halacha. If you look in the deer shoe in 2:10, Tam Hadavar, why do you put them on? Kosov had Yeshuas Yaakov Shehu Kidei Shlo Tishtakach Toras Tefillin. You say you don't forget about that. Put them on even though they're not really kosher. Okay, Kemoshim Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch Lakam. Let's see in Hilchos Dalad Minim Shemi She'enu Arba Minim Kesherim Yikach Psulim. Take even apostle Lulav apostle Esther like that. Kidei Shlo Tishtakach Toras Arba Saminim. Okay, so the idea about doing it without a bracha, but just you should be in the habit of it. So when you get things, you'll do it correctly. That's the so he puts the connection between Shtaltzu the Arba Minim and Tefillin over here. Okay, good. Kuf Ayin Dalad. Ribuan, shel hatzefiros. The stitching should be squared as well. Nearly poshet shitzarich ditzarich she lihios hatzefiros meruba bein lamala bein lamata, both on the top and on the bottom. After lo bereirili leinian dievid. I'm not sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, what would be the din to be edit for not exactly the stitches. You certainly should shoot for this, but if you do the stitching on the If you can't, then what's it called? Here, the stitching right here. That's the start of the trigger. You should get a try for this. He's not sure what the din will be on Bidi Evan.
Stitching should be square, meaning that you shouldn't extend beyond on those very two that the last ones.
Let me see if he has a better diagram also.
He's just saying on the last ones here. There's only 3/4 square. All right.
I don't have tefillin in front of it, but if you look at the bottom of that, you'll see that on the top and the bottom underneath, there is square stitching both on the top and underneath it, surrounding the bias. Okay. Kuf ayin hey. Kedei shihiye, pirush biribua gomur, should be totally squared. Sha'arko kirachbo mamish, really exactly. Shi'ur chachamim kol hashir shi'eshlo, yeshlo ba'alach son beiz chamashim nosaf al oso hashir. So really, it's not actually, it's going to be, it'll be 1.98, 9.6, I think, if we technically correct. But again, we're bringing an approximate here. The gam kan, tzorach shi'e meruba mamish, it has to be totally squared. So right, it wouldn't be exactly the 1.4. It would be a little bit different. Okay, al kain yididenu barba kavim v'yeda imhu baruba. You have to measure the four sides. Tahayna techila yimdod kav echad ba'orech v'kav echad ba'rochav shiya shava. Make sure the length and the width are the same amount. Ach shema be'emtza uso shava b'tzadot mismait. Maybe it got a little bit in the middle. You have to measure the middle part of it also, shrinking on the sides. L'chein yamdenu od b'shnei kavim ba'alachson. You measure the diagonals as well. Shehu shavim shnei kave halachson gamkin, that the diagonal should be the same as well. Okay, again, we spoke about in yesterday's shir, how precise you have to be with that. I think that's 211 is the deer shoe in that one. Tzorech l'rabea kufayin vov. Gamze hu halach l'moshe misina l'das rov haposkim. Okay, this is also according to many a dinder from halach l'moshe misina. Vegamze hu beribua gomor kemoi behatzefira ve'aftim beribu mamish meleches abatim dehainu shiye betachlis hatzimtzum. Totally combined. It simply means contracted, like squished together. Hu kemat min hanimnot. Possible to do this. Mikol Magnavs Kol Masha Efsherlo La Adam Lasos Beinyan Zeh Bevade Chayev Hu Lasos. As much as you can, you should Ein Beikrei Dinim. Okay, Kuf Ein Zayin Moshavon. The placing. This means Hu Hatitura. We said that not only the place where you put it has to be in right. Again, he's going on the line in the Mechaber says Tzarech L'Rabeya Makom Moshavon. That is the Titura, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu. What does this mean? She yachtoch hama ba'arta mishnei tzedot of kedei shehei nikar ribui hatitura. So it would have more of a rectangle shape if you didn't cut out the space for the ritzus to pass through. That's called the ma'abarta, so then it's going to look like a rectangle, not a square. Kila kaman b'sif mem dalet b'tzorech lehashgiach ma'od. Very careful as ki kol ze ma'aki mafila b'diavid. This is very important. It's no good if you mess it up. V'gam yesh lehashgiach be'inyan hatzefira, the stitching as well. Ki machmas shahasoifrim osin nekovim gedolim ketzas, to make the holes in it. Nimshach ha'chut letzodotim, it gets pulled to the side. Ba'ayde ze ein hatzefiros shavos b'ribua. Then for the stitching gets pulled aside, it's not equal with the straightness, the square. Zeh nichnas v'zeh yotze. One's going this way, one's going that way. V'hatitura tzvicha liyos meruba bein lamala bein lamata. The titura, the base for the bias, has to be squared both on the top and the bottom. The achshav b'nosenu harab and do many sins. Habishein mashgichin al tefilehen shia meruba and kedin. People don't realize that their tefillin have to be squared. Again, over time, it could happen. Afilu hamedaktikim b'mitzvos. Even people are very from. They're so careful about these things. Yesh shein mashgichin ki im al roish shabatim shiyu merubam. But a mashgichin ala titura v'ala tefiros. They know. Oh yeah, the bias has to be. But they don't realize the titura and the stitching also has to be squared. Shugam came meikar hadin, but who dover hanakel l'sakin. It's very easy to fix. So we should be careful in this. Okay, kuf ayin ches gam habatim, right? Have to be squared. Delo kimosh enogin ketzas lasois shel Yad agula b'roisho rakshim arbeya hatitura milamato ela bein hashel yad bein shel rosh yihu merubam. Both have to be squared off. Hakavana b'hashel rosh kisharba batim yachad yihu merubam. When you have on the rosh, the fourth ones we learned about yesterday, you have to combine them. That combination should be into a square. V'lo kol echa b'fnei atzman, each one by itself. It's the whole thing should be squared off. V'ribu habatim tzorech liyos b'chol meshech gavam. Has to go the entire height. V'gam haribu yihye aide habatim atzmon lo aide dover acher shemetiach alehem, that you're putting on top of him. Ein lekam in sif katan kuf pehes. What happens if it gets ruined? If it gets kalkel ribuon, no longer squared. You're going shenis akmu habatim. It becomes literally crooked. This happens. The bottom part of the Torah gets rounded off a little bit. Right, zeh ponel mizrach, vzeh lemarav. Each sides, ocean is kalkel chade habatim legamrei ad shenasa ogul. Now becomes rounded. Ocean is kalkel hatitura or hatzefiros ad sheibdu ribuon. If it loses its shape, so yesh mi sheomer kuf pei ein cholek bzeh. Really, no one's arguing this. V'derech hamachaber kein b'harbe makoymus kemoshe kesav nu leil b'siv katan kuf chaf gimel. Meaning, when he says that there are those that Yesh Misha Omer means really it's everyone agrees to this is what he's saying over there, that you have to round them out. Second to last, Kuf Pei Aleph, Shetzarech L'Rabbam, Tekevan D'Ribuan Hu Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, since this is a din D'Oraisa, Bechol Sha'ata Be'inan Shiyum Rubam, they always have to be rounded. Mikomokom Ein Tzarech L'Madadan Bechol Yom Im Ribuan Kayim, you don't have to check every single morning to make sure, you know, we saw by examining the tzitzis in the morning, you can stand it up on its chazakah. Shema Amidin Osam Al Chazakah Osam, you can use the chazakah that it has. Unless you look at it and you see, you can't say, oh, it was good 7 years ago, it must be good now. No, if you see that it's a problem, then you have to fix it. But you don't have to, you know, drive yourself meshuggah or OCD over here measuring them every single morning. If the bottom part does become crooked, warped a little bit, we'll call it like that. Really, it is still squared. His ak mus hatitura nireis. It looks kimosha ein meruba yachsu misak, and you have to fix him in that case. There was his last one, kuf bebez, yasit, fix it, bidyevit, afilu echad rochav mechaver or kosher. Technically, if you have one wider than the other, that would work. Okay, that concludes Sif Lamid Tes.